the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast, and we're thrilled today to have our first guest for the 2019-2020 growing year release be Miss Lydia Holmes from USA Rice. How are you doing today, Lydia?
I'm doing good, Bobby. How are you?
Doing well. The sun's shining and beautiful day today. Wish the ground was a little drier so people could get some work done. But other than that, we're having a good Thanksgiving week. So, Lydia, you are with USA Rice, and you just moved back into the Delta. You're located in the Memphis area now?
I am, yeah. So I've been with USA Rice for, I guess, about 4 years now, and I was based out of the Arlington, Virginia office doing regulatory policy and pesticides and things like that, and got more involved in sustainability in the past year or so. And I actually grew up in eastern Arkansas. My dad farms rice in St. Francis County, so grew up around the rice industry and around agriculture, so I'm really glad to be back in the Mid-South and in Memphis. I'm, you know, right at the intersection of 55 and 40, so I can get to a lot of places in rice country pretty quick these days.
Well, that's awesome. I know you're glad to be back home. I wouldn't wish living in that D.C. area on anyone, and it's got to be an easier commute to work every morning in Memphis.
Much easier. Much less traffic in the Mid-South. And, you know, there's some traffic in Memphis. It's definitely a city, but not nearly as bad.
Always nice to get back to a slower place of life. And I know your parents are probably thrilled to have you that close to home.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm about a 45-minute drive from the farm. So the Thanksgiving commute, Thanksgiving travel this year is going to be much easier. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, that's awesome. So you mentioned that you previously worked in kind of regulatory EPA type stuff. What are you going to do in this new role here in the Mid-South?
Well, as a lot of you have hopefully heard about, you know, USA Rice and Ducks Unlimited have been working together on the Rice Stewardship Partnership for several years now, and that's been really successful. And USA Rice has been communicating about how sustainable the rice industry is and what farmers and millers are doing on the ground. And so we've been kind of doing all of those efforts and put out a sustainability report last year. And so now my time will really focus on bringing all those efforts together. So communicating about what farmers are doing on the ground, the ways that the industry is looking towards the future, and really kind of trying to help bridge the gap between what consumers and food companies and end users are thinking about with sustainability and what farmers are doing on the ground and what's actually possible to do in the industry. So kind of try to be that conduit between everything that's going on so that hopefully going forward, you know, as these food companies and different people come to farmers and start asking for stuff, maybe we can help shield farmers from some of the chaos of all of that. Maybe we can get everybody singing on the same song sheet.
That's awesome. So, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of work with sustainability, and there was a massive undertaking to develop that sustainability booklet or update on the rice industry that you spoke about. And if anybody wants to get that sustainability report, how would they go about getting that?
Sure. So we've got some digital copies on our website, so usarice.com/sustainability. You'll be able to find it there. But we do have some paper copies of it left. Contact myself or Dr. Steve Linscombe. We both have paper copies of that and can get them to you.
That's great. So if I want to get in touch with my USA Rice representative, I'm in Mississippi or Arkansas, is that you, or who do we flow through to get a hold of Miss Lydia if we want to talk about sustainability?
Sure. So I definitely cover Mississippi. Being in Memphis, I'm really close. And so, you know, for Mississippi farmers and millers and anyone in the rice industry in Mississippi, I'm your go-to. You can get a hold of me at lholmes@usarice.com. That's probably the best place to catch me there. And then in Arkansas, we have Josh Hankins. His email is jhankins@usarice.com, and he covers Arkansas for us. And then, you know, Josh and I and Emily Woodall, we kind of all cover this Mid-South area. And then in Louisiana, we have Kane Webb. So he's based down there. So that's kind of our Mid-South Gulf Coast team at USA Rice.
Well, that's awesome. So this sustainability thing is huge. And, you know, if you're not really plugged in and you're just a casual rice farmer out there, you mentioned with the way the food companies are going and the way the consumers are going, just give us an idea of how big this sustainability push is right now.
So consumers more and more recently have wanted to know where their food comes from, which is actually good for all of us in agriculture. You know, and we've all known that the innovation and technology and the way that you guys farm has been moving forward for quite a while now. And consumers have never really wanted to pay more for that, and they've never really cared all that much. Well, consumers definitely care more now, but they're still not very well educated on what farming is and how you guys do things. I mean, they think that, you know, you can tell them that there are, that 90% of farms in the U.S. are family-run farms, but they still don't understand what that means. So there's definitely a call for consumers to know where their food comes from, and they want it to be grown sustainably, which I think to them right now just means that they want farmers to care for the earth, and they want farmers to care about what they do and to really put a lot of thought into that. Well, you and I know this, right? Farmers do put a lot of care and thought into what they do, and you can't do something on your farm that's going to make it to where you or your children or just the next generation can't farm it.
Yeah, I think that is a big misconception with a lot of the general walking around public out there, is that farmers are just out to make a buck, and a family farm is more of a 40 acres and a mule. When mm-hmm. there's not a lot of understanding that, yeah, I might be running a 5,000 acre farm as a family farm or a 10,000 acre farm as a family farm, and my direct livelihood is tied to the soil beneath my feet, and there's not anything I'm going to do to harm that livelihood. So I think this
Absolutely.
Sustainability and the push that USA Rice is having to bring that farmer voice to the forefront and say, you know, this is what we're doing because we do care, is a good thing.
Well, and you know, when you take it to the food company level too, you know, they all want metrics, they want numbers, they want to know exactly how much water you used this year versus last year, and they want to know what your greenhouse gas emissions are, and all of these metrics. And so, you know, when you get down to it, and you start talking to the food companies, consumers, and you think about what farmers actually do and what they have available from data and that kind of thing. I mean, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to sort through. And you know, if you think about something like water use, right? So this past year it was really wet. So maybe you didn't have to irrigate as much, or you might not have gotten to do a lot of dirt work this past year. So maybe you're thinking about something like soil loss or conservation tillage. Well, maybe you did that last year, but that was sort of because of the circumstances. So helping food companies understand that year to year things are different, and it's not always something that's fully in your control.
I would say it's almost never fully in your control, and that's
yeah.
one of the things with farming that, you know, we don't set our hours, we don't set our markets, and we don't get to set the weather that directly affects us every
yeah.
single day. And it's much different than if you're running a brick and mortar store and you can open up at 8 o'clock in the morning and close at 5, and you've got, you know, this is how much, you know, water I use, these are my overhead costs. Those fluctuate on a daily basis, much with the weather in the farming industry. So the highlights y'all are doing, I think, are excellent. If y'all haven't seen the book and want a copy of it, please get a hold of Lydia or any of the USA Rice staff in one of your respective states, because 2019, coming up on 2020, the world we live in today needs to know that we care and we are farming as sustainable as possible.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, share your stories too. I know that a lot of farmers are doing more social media these days, just, you know, the casual tweet here and there. Tell your own story. Talk about what you do. You know, if there's something in particular, you know, you're out on your field and you see some wildlife out there, you know, biodiversity is something that these food companies, consumers want to see, you know, even things like that, or, you know, a video or something of you planting, you know, some of the different things that you do on the farm, and, you know, use hashtag sustainability, tag USA Rice in it, things like that, just to kind of keep getting it out there in the world, within your network and in the broader world about what you do as a farmer every day. Because I think the more that we can help people understand what it looks like and that what you're doing is thoughtful and there's a purpose to it, I think it just helps us get that message out there and get your stories out there as much as possible.
Yeah, and you talked earlier when you started about Ducks Unlimited, and you just mentioned biodiversity, and I don't think a lot of us as, you know, rice farmers in the Mississippi Delta or the Arkansas Delta or on the prairie of Louisiana think about, oh, ducks is biodiversity, that's a good thing. We just think, hey, we're about to go duck hunting. So that's
it's
something.
It's providing some really key habitat. And, you know, it's funny, if you look at the maps of where Ducks Unlimited and some of the wildlife organizations have identified the critical flyways that we really need to protect, it perfectly overlays with where we grow rice in this country. So, you know, it's a little bit of a coincidence, and most of it's the areas where rice is grown. They were good. There have always been good places for ducks. There's always been water that pools there in the winter, and that provides food and habitat, places for them to stay, and, you know, good recreation as well. So, you know, it's a really nice win-win, and you're right. We don't necessarily think about it in our day-to-day, but it's really important because those ducks and waterfowl need that safe place to nest in the wintertime.
Well, that's awesome. So I know y'all out there listening, a lot of you are plugged in with USA Rice. A lot of you have been through the leadership program or been called to go to Washington and help our rice industry. But if you're not, there's a great opportunity coming up really quick for you to get involved with USA Rice, and that's the Rice Outlook Conference. And the 2019 Rice Outlook Conference is going to be held in Little Rock. So most of us in the Mid-South can get there really quick. So what's the dates on that, Lydia?
So Rice Outlook Conference is December 9th and 10th in Little Rock. It's going to be at the State House Convention Center, so right downtown. And actually, we're running a special this time. If it's the first time you've ever gone to an Outlook Conference, registration is discounted to $99. So if you've never been and you've been curious about it, now's a good time to go. Like Bobby said, it's, you know, close by, and there's that preferential rate if you're a first-time attendee.
So if I'm a first-time attendee and never been, what am I going to hear at the Outlook Conference that's going to benefit me?
So we've got a lot of good programming planned. We've got some programming on farm shop design, on farm safety, state planning. We've got some sessions on some sustainability type sessions like precision ag and data management, row rice. We've got an update on what's going on in D.C. around ag policy. We've got some sessions on international trade topics like China and e-commerce. So all kinds of things going on. There'll be a trade show, so lots of exhibitors and different people from around the industry, and some opportunities to network. So we'd love to have you out if you've never been. Definitely lots of good opportunities to learn a little bit of something if you're interested in any of those topics, or just get to know some of the rice industry from different parts of the country. The one other plug I'll put in is that for many of the sessions that we're hosting, they'll also have some continuing education credit opportunities there. So if you are getting towards the end of the year and you're needing some continuing education credits as a crop consultant, there'll be some opportunities for that as well.
And the hotel situation for that, I know y'all recently got a new book of rooms. So that switched to what hotel is that at? Do you recall?
So the hotel for the conference, we've got a block of rooms at the DoubleTree, which is in downtown Little Rock, just down the street from the State House Convention Center.
All right. That is awesome, and we hope to see everybody there. I know one of the things that I'm really interested in looking at is the estate planning and succession plan seminar, and I really am glad that y'all put that on the program, because I know our family has had some issues with that, and in the last several years, and it's something that you don't want to think about today, but it's going to bite you in the butt tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is one that, yeah, it does. It sneaks up on you, and then you wish you'd thought about it a little bit more before it was time to actually deal with those things. So, yeah, it's definitely a good topic to have.
So when we're talking about, you know, the Rice Outlook Conference, this will, gosh, I can't remember how many of them I've been to, but I always seem to learn something new at it. And I think the biggest selling point of it is you get to connect with your peers that are motivated for the sustainability. They are motivated for the rice industry. And just once you get in, you get to make those connections where you can make your voice heard and make sure that if you love growing rice, you'll have that opportunity to do it in the future.
Absolutely. I think it's also cool, too, to have people from different growing regions interacting with each other, and you can kind of hear some of the issues that you're having that folks in states around you are having, too. And I think, yeah, just having that networking, that connection between people and, you know, starting to be able to work together as an industry, even though you may grow rice in a different state, I think there's a lot of benefit to that.
Definitely so. I think you can make lifelong friends that will help you in your farm operation, and maybe you see how someone does something a little bit differently and you go, you know, I might want to implement that on my farm. So it's a great place to make connections, great place to get involved in the industry outside of just farming rice. So Lydia, we appreciate you being on with us today. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, we just hope to see you guys at Outlook, and you know, if you see myself or Josh or someone out at a field day or an event where you go to, come and say hello. And if you have anything that you think we need to know about or you'd love to see us more involved in, we're here to work for you guys in the industry. So, you know, give us a shout.
And you will be raffling off another F-150 this year?
Yes, we are. So if you're interested in that, we've got the Rice Truck Tour going on right now. They're actually doing the Northeast this time, so going to areas around D.C. that, you know, city folk that don't know anything about rice, didn't even know it was grown here, so that's always fun to hear those stories and promote rice in areas where they've never even seen a commercial operation of any kind. So they're doing that now, and then if you were raffling off the truck at the Outlook Conference, so you don't have to be there to win, but you can go to usarice.com and purchase raffle tickets for the rice truck. And it's got some fun grown in the USA and different logos and things on the actual truck. So it's pretty fun.
And it's a what color truck is it this year? I know it was red last year. It's
white.
Oh, wait,
maybe it is white.
I don't know. The last winner would have preferred a purple truck instead of a red truck. So
That's right. It'll be red or burgundy even, you know, for Mississippi State.
Maybe so. Well, we sure appreciate you sitting down on this Thanksgiving week and talking with us today, and we hope to see y'all at the Rice Outlook. I know I'll be there. I'll give our Mississippi State report, and if there's anything that any of us can do for y'all, just let us know.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Bobby.
All right. Thank you, Lydia.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.